We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Nun Amud Aleph, and we are beginning 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 9, at the end of 9 lines from the top, at the end of the line, Tana Rabba. We are continuing the Sugis of Muksa in Perakam Matayim, and continuing the Sugis of Muksa. Dr. Gemara Vaita. Tana Rabba Babachana Kamede Rab, Chori Yashol Dekel, branches of a palm tree, that the leaves fell off and became hard. So Godram Laitzim, you cut them down in order to use them for firewood. So that's Muksa. You can't use firewood on Shabbos. So you cut it down for firewood. You set it aside for firewood, so it's Muksa. The Nimlach Aleim LeYeshiva. And you saw, you know, you want to use it as chairs, as benches on Shabbos. Tzorach LeKasher. You have to, before Shabbos, tie it in a string to make it a nicker to show that I want to use it for a chair. And it, by tying it together, it shows I want it as a one bunch, as a chair, as a bench. Some say lakasha means like to weave it in a way that turns into a bench. So you have to do a maisa in order to change it from being firewood into a bench. You have to do a maisa to show that it's not muks anymore. It's not set aside for firewood anymore. It's made for a chair. That's what Tanakama holds. So you don't have to do any maisa. You don't have to tie it. Enough machshava. If I decide, you know what, tomorrow I want to use that as a chair, that's enough. Who Tani La, Rabbi Chana brings down this brisa. Who Amala Locher Shimon Gamliel? He passes the Maisa like a Shimon Gamliel. But that's clear that if you don't make a Maisa or you don't do a Machshava according to Shimon Gamliel, then you're not allowed Metaltle because it's Muksa. And the Mishmeru speaks out that that means you're not allowed Metaltle be a Dayim. But of course, you let us sit on it. Even if it is Muksa, you let us sit on it because sitting on it is not called Tiltle. And even if it moves a little, it's tiltu begufa, it's tiltu with your guf, which is not asr. So you let it sit on muksa, even if it actually moves a little bit, that's fine. Because you can't be metallic to be a dayim. If you want to be metallic to be a dayim, you want to move around the bench, you have to either do a maisa according to Tanakama, according to Shema Gamil, it's enough with machshava. Itma, we learned the similar in Amoraim argue about the same thing. Rav Amar Kosher, Rav says you have to tie it. Shema Amar Kosher, it's enough to do a machshava saying I need it tomorrow. Now, it's machlekes also Mishmur brings down. If let's say I thought of it in the weekday, I want it for a chair. Is that enough for Shabbos? You have to think, I want to use it as a chair on Shabbos. So that's machlekes, if it's enough to think about it, just that I want to use it in the weekday. So far we had two shittas. We had, you know, Tanakama, Shimon Gamliel, and the Rav also. Rav says, like Tanakama, you have to be kosher. And Shmuel says, it's enough machshava. Now we have a third shita, Ravasi. Ravasi Amar, Yoshev, Avapish Loi Kisher. You don't have to tie it, you don't have to even think about it. As long as you sit on it before Shabbos, you're showing that this is a chair, and that's enough. So to Rav, Bishlam Rav, Hudama Katanakama. Rav holds a Katanakama, it's good. We know Rav is like a Tanam. Shmuel Nami, Hudama Katanakama, he holds a Katanakama. Although Rav Asi, who says a new tzad over here, that's enough just sitting it, who's that like? Dama Kaman, who is that like? So to Gemara, it's like the following Tano. Hudama Kahaitana, he was like the following Tano. The Tanya Linton of Brysom. Yoitzim bebekurim uvetzipa v'zman shetzavim v'shemen. Bekurim atzipa is a piece of wool that technically would be muksa, but derech was used to soak it in oil or tie it with a string onto a makkah, and therefore it protected you that the clothing shouldn't scratch the makkah. And Rashi speaks there, it's not a shayla of refuah on Shabbos, you know, I'll do refuah on Shabbos, but it's not a refuah. All is a protection that your clothing shouldn't scratch the makkah. But the question is, could I walk out with it on Shabbos? Is it a malbush or not? So if you dipped it into oil or you tied it with a string, it's showing that it's a malbush, and that's enough. So yoytzim v'kurim v'tzipa, these are either it's flax, combed flax, or wool. Tzipa is wool. V'zman shetzavim v'shemen, you soaked it in oil, and that way it sticks to your hand good. V'karchav v'mashicho, you tied it with a string. Then it shows that you made it into a malbush. Then you can't go out with it. Why not? Because it's not a malbush. But if you went out Erev Shabbos, you used it already with it over your makkah, so then that's enough, because you're showing it's a malbush. So what is even this Tana? Doing something once in the weekday is enough of a gilu milsa that it's a malbush, and the same thing would be a muksa. If I sit on it, I showed already before Shabbos that it's a chair, and it won't be muksa. Omar Vashi, Rav Ashi says, I'm a riot to Rav Asi, Shita, that is enough with just doing one maisa before Shabbos. We learned like that in the Mishnah, really. The Mishnah says later on, you have straw on a mita. You should not, those days they made the beds out of a straw. And there was a big pile of straw on the place where it was supposed to be a bed. You want to smooth it out to make it into comfortable to sleep. And now I'll do it with the hand. I'm not a magufa. We like to lie down in it and push the straw around that way, even though it's muksa. But if the straw was Michael Behema, or there was a pillow or a blanket over it, then it's not muksa. Then whenever you like move with your hand. So Michael Behema, we understand why it's not muksa, because it's food. But what's pshat, if you have a pillow or a blanket over it, is it not muksa? Zok Rashi, the reason is because it shows that someone slept on this before. And that's enough. Shvamino, you see, if you sleep on it before Shabbos, that already makes it not muksa anymore. It's a raya to Rav Asi. And that's a raya to Rav Asi. So the Gemara, Umantan, the polygram of Rav Shimon Gamliel. So we know Rav Shimon Gamliel holds machshav is enough. We know there's Tanoim over here that say that, like Rav Asi, that sitting on it before Shabbos is enough. Well, who's the Tanakama? What's the name of the Tanakama holds that you need Dafka and Maisi at the time? Umantan, the polygram of Shimon Gamliel. Rav Chanina ben Akiva. So Rav Chanina ben Akiva, the Chios Rav Dima, Mazir, Rav Chanina. Pamachas halach Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva lemokem echad. Rav Chanina went one time to one place. He found branches of a palm tree that were cut for firewood. He told his tamidim tzu v'choshu k'day shneish v'leim l'macha. Have machshava on it k'day that we can sit on it tomorrow. Have machshava that we have a cheers. And he added on v'le yedana yibes hamishta hava yibes aval hava. I don't remember. If the heter was dafka because it was a beis ha'avol that day on Friday, or as a chasen that day, they didn't have time to do a maisa hava. But the common beis mishta hava beis ha'avol hava dafka beis ha'avol beis hamishta dafka because Friday was a busy day that year, because there was a avelus or a chasen to read it, that they were very busy, they couldn't tie it. Hava hocha kasher in lekasheloi. Usually you have to tie it, and if you don't tie it, it's like showing that you don't really want it as a chair, because why don't you tie it? There, he allowed machshava alone because based off of based mishta mashmaf. Not for that heter, you'd have to tie it. So that's the Tanakama holds that you have to tie it. L'maisin halacha, we paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel that it's enough to have machshava. The mechava paskin ches sifchav says chori shodekash kotzom sreifa muksimim asal talto yoshav v'leim mat v'yoyim like Rav Asi mutlashim v'shabbos. So Mechara Paskins even more, Paskin like Rav Asi, that we Paskin that anything works, either sitting in it before Shabbos, or tying it, or Machshava, all three ways work to make it not Muksa. That's what we Paskin Loch Lamaisen. So Gemara Vayta, I'm Rav Yehuda. Machnis Odom Moloi Kupasai Ofer, V'asabai Kol Tzarkai. A person, in those days, they used dirt for a lot of things, to cover Tzaya, to cover Reich, to cover spit. They used their floors were made out of sand, so therefore that was the way they cleaned the floor, by putting more sand on it. So a person brings from outside a whole bucket full of afar and he pours it on the floor. He's allowed to use that. It's not muksa. Basavoy called tzarech. He used it the whole Shabbos. Darash mazuch between the mazuch rabba. There's a tanai who's yichid like Karen's office. He can't just pour it in the middle of the house. He has to pour it in a corner. What's the reason? So Rashi explains the reason is if you poured it somewhere in the middle of the house, middle of nowhere, it becomes part of the ground. And once it becomes part of the ground, then it's mukso, because it's part of the floor. So the only eitz is, if you make a miyachet, the Karen's office, you're showing this is special for use, and therefore, it's not mukso. Amar Rabbanan Kameder Papa, and the Gemara's Mavuya, this is considered like a machshava. Pouring in Karen's office, it's all it is machshava. It's no maisa, because you didn't do a maisa in the offer to change it. It's the same offer. All it is a machshava, but by putting it in the corner, I'm showing that I want it over here, and this is miyuchid for use. Amar Rabbanan Kameder Papa, Kaman, who's that like? Rav Shimon Gamliel. It must be like Rav Shimon Gamliel. The whole is that machshava is enough. Dik Rabbanan, I remember Maisa. You need a Maisa, and he didn't do a Maisa in the offer. Amul Rabbanan, no. Here Rabbanan will agree by offer. Phil Tem Rabbanan, Ad Kamla Kam Rabbanan, we need a Maisa. Elam did the bar of the Maisa. The only thing they need a Maisa is something that's possible to a Maisa. Because that they didn't do a Maisa is a Raya, I don't really want it. But something that's not Shayach to do a Maisa, that you don't need a Maisa. Machshava is enough. Elam did Lava Mavidah Maisa, Loi, you don't need a Maisa. So if he wants a taina, the very possible Rabbi Yehuda's halacha of machnes adam alay kupasai offer they do called sarka is a kuli arma, even without doing a ma'isa. Everyone will agree here it's enough machshav because not shayach to a ma'isa. So the name of ketanai, maybe it's a mechalik ketanayim. It says in a brisa of a chol chafen it's a kelim. You let it clean your kelim with any type of soap. Chutz mikli kesef begartikin. You can't use gartikin to clean the kesef. That's like a certain type of sand or rocks that grow on the bottom of a barrel of wine, and when you smooth out your kesef with that, it becomes smooth and it becomes isem machik to smooth something out because it's strong, it's a rough material, it will smooth out kesef, which is soft. Silver is soft, Rashi says. Hon neser v'choil mutter. But we're in the brisa that neser v'choil is mutter. You let it use sand or earth. Vatanya, different brisa says neser v'choil also. Nesav v'chol is also, so it's mastir over here. One bride says, Nesav v'chol, I'm allowed to clean my dishes with Nesav v'chol, with sand and earth. And another bride says, Nesav v'chol is also. My love, what's the machlekes? Welcome, if you get the ma'asav ha'bina ma'isa, ma'asav lo ha'bina ma'isa. Well, why don't you say the machlekes is that one man the other holds, you need a ma'isa, one man you don't need a ma'isa. So it's a kasha of Yehuda. Yehuda says something is not bar ma'isa, which is or dirt, is a kuliyam machshava works. And here we see it's machlekes, if it needs a ma'isa or not. Because what else is the machlekes? Dr. Gemara, no. No, the kuli ama loy be the ma'isa. Everyone agrees like Rav Yehuda, you don't need a ma'isa. Because not shayach do a ma'isa, you don't need a ma'isa. What's the machlekes here? Like Kasha, ha Rav Yehuda, dama shayach is gavan asa. Really, Nesa Mechol, the Gemara is going to say now, it does a little bit of smoothing out. But it doesn't always happen. So Rav Yehuda, dama shayach is gavan asa. It's a, even though it doesn't always happen, but it might happen, therefore you can't do it. Rav Shimon, Dama Shem is Gavamutta, and therefore even if it happens, it'll be fine. So is that Zingai in the Braisa like Rav Shimon? One Braisa like Rav Shimon that says Mutta, the Braisa says also is Rav Yehuda. Great, the Gemara, my came to Lahod Shari. Who are you saying? The Braisa says Mutta, who's like Rav Shimon? Who's Dama Shem is Gavamutta, and therefore even if the Neser and Choyl, the sand, smoothes out the Kesef, it's Enam is Gavam, it's Mutta. Amen, Sefer, it says, you can use Nesar v'choil for a keli, avaloyachov behem sarai. But you shouldn't use it for here. Why? Because it might pull out some here. V'i, and that it says, you know, I use gartikin for Rav Shimon because of psikresha. That's the pshat. So we're saying the gartikin you can't use, which is the stuff that grows on the bottom of the wine barrel. That you can't use, that for sure smooths it out. It's psikresha. Nesar v'choil is ain't a mechavin. So therefore, and since I'm trying to clean it and not trying to smooth it out, if a mistake smooths it out, it's fine, it's ain't a miskaven. But what, so that's the thing at the Braisa says Mutter is Rav Shimon. Freit the Mara Kasha, aim a safe, I will yach from Sarah, you're not use Nesa v'chofi here. If you're Rav Shimon, if it's going with Rav Shimon, Mishka Shari, Rav Shimon holds, there's no problem pulling out here by mistake on Shabbos, because we find by Nazir, which is every day like Shabbos by him, he's not take out here any day, it's not a problem to wash his here with something that takes out here, the Tanan. Nazir, Chayfif, and Nazir a lot of washes here with Neser and Chayl in the weekday with fast face, and a lot of comb it with his hands. Avloy Seirik can't comb with a comb, because that's psikresha. So this is obviously for Rav Shimon, because it's allowing Chayfif to have a fast face. And says it's Mutter. So you see, Rav Shimon allows. So what's Pshat back in the Stira? You can't say one's Rav Shimon, Rav Yehuda, because it can't be Rav Shimon. So the Gemara, Lahavah, Rav Yehuda. They're both Rav Yehuda, who hold Dov Shem Eskav and Asa. And that's the pshat why Saira is also. So what's pshat? One man the other says Nesav v'chol is mutter, one says asa. But treitan only Rav Yehuda. Haitan only Rav Yehuda saw v'gara. One man the other holds, everyone holds like Rav Yehuda, Dov Shem Eskav and Asa. The question is a Matzias question. One man the other holds Nesav v'chol is possible to smooth out silver. Saw v'gara, v'haitan only Rav Yehuda saw loy gara. The other man the other holds that it's never garer. It's never smoothed out any silver, and therefore it's not a shaila about using it because it doesn't ever smooth out. So even for Rav Yehuda, it won't come to a problem because it never smoothed out, so never have a shaila of Eina Miskaven. So Gemara has a kasha, my kimtok Rav Yehuda, is that the brisa that says, Osir, like Rav Yehuda, it's Eina Miskaven, Eina Sefer, the Sefer that brisa says, of a pun of Yodav Araglov Mutter. But you're allowed to use Neser V'choil on your face and on your hands and feet. Frekti Mohamavasar, a person has a beard, he has hands, he has sometimes hair on his hands or feet. So the Gemara, no, but it's a katan. It's a little kid who has no facial hair or hair on his hands and feet. But it's a isha or a woman. But it's a saris, and therefore it's not a problem. And it's kuchdim like Rabbi Huda. So we're coming at lemaisa. It's very possible we pass like the other Rabbi Huda the Amira, that by offer that there's not is not a bar maisa lekuli ama moida. The machshava will work on that to make that that's not muksa.